With tens of thousands of people attending each year, the Taste of Buffalo remains the area's largest summer festival. It also may be the largest volunteer effort. Among the hundreds who will be giving of their time this Saturday and Sunday for the 31st Taste of Buffalo will be event chairperson Ann Hackett. She spoke with WBFO last week.
Tell me a little bit about your history with the Taste of Buffalo.
Sure. I started coming to the Taste with my friend and his family, I believe, like when it was on Main Street. It was on Main Street then. And I was like, this is incredible. I've never seen, you know, such a thing. I was, you know, much younger. So I started volunteering 10 years ago. And then I became on the board after getting involved on the communications committee. And then from there, I, you know, ran to be second vice chair, secretary prior to that, and then I became chair a few years later.
That's really interesting that, you know, it was a 10-year period like that, and and you kind of came into it cold. Can you maybe just tell us about the lessons you learn being so involved each and every year to bring it to this point?
You know, every year we try to grow the event and make it brand new and have something new for people to enjoy and for us to talk about. And this year it's been very exciting because we have so many new things going on. You know, we're all volunteers, so as well as we have a festival coordinator that helps to make this just a better event every year.
And yet, despite the fact that it is, like you said, you know, all volunteers, I mean, the thing... It always seems to go out without a hitch. What about for you as a chairperson? Are there certain things that you're worried about?
I'm definitely excited I'm hoping for mid-70s and sun this year. That's the ideal temperature, you know, for everyone to enjoy. You know, so things like that is where, you know, we're concerned about. But we're also, you know, we want, you know, great restaurants coming. So this year we searched out and met with a few of the restaurants.
So you have 17 new restaurants. Can you give us maybe the expanse of food coverages that we're talking about here? What types of cuisine we're going to see?
The Lodge is serving stag on a stick, which is venison. Mm. They're also serving wild boar gnocchi. We have pasta. We have barbecue. Bambino's Bar and Kitchen is serving meatballs on a stick as well. And then, of course, we have our healthy options.
Talk a little bit about the process that goes into deciding who wins what.
Sure. We have judges that come out early on Saturday morning, and they go around and taste test the restaurants and rate them. And then we collect that information and, you know, compilate all the award winners by 4 o'clock. We usually announce them about.
4 o'clock on Saturday?
Yes, on Saturday.
Oh, wow. Okay. So, all right. Very good. So it's a fairly quick turnaround in that regard. And the food is the draw. There's no doubt about that. But there are always plenty of associated activities with the Taste of Buffalo.
Right. This year we have a new beer tent in Niagara Square. It's off on Niagara East, and it's going to be huge lawn fete style beer tent. We have 7 bands coming, 4 on Saturday and 3 on Sunday. We made them longer periods of time so people could enjoy their time there. And on Saturday night, we have Cock Robin open until 11. So from 9 to 11, Cock Robin's going to be playing in that band, in that beer tent, I mean. And then we also have our Kids Zone, our Taste of Fun Kids Zone. And it's has all these fun activities that kids can do on a grassy area. And this year is brand new. We have this monster mural that people can come up and color, kids, adults, anybody, and it has the look of Buffalo on it.
What about in terms of accessing the event? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I would hit up beforehand. I would hit up our festival guide on tasteofbuffalo.com, and that's where I would go and check out what menu items you want. And on there is a map, so you can map your course throughout the event. We also have 10 William Matar Shade Zone tents throughout the event. So you can, like, find those, where they're located, grab your food, and go under that tent for a little bit and work your way around the Taste of all, you know, into Niagara Square. And then, of course, we know that our lovely Niagara Square has a nice grassy area. You could have a seat there as well. So you could really plan ahead.
That's Ann Hackett, the event chairperson for the 31st Annual Taste of Buffalo, which takes place this weekend in downtown Buffalo. For more information, go to tasteofbuffalo.com. For WBFO, I'm Jay Moran.